COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about your oldest, nastiest lipstick. Probably gross, right? Do you even know how old it is? Now, you know you're supposed to toss out that makeup, but are there actual expiration dates? Since they don't make it easy for us, they aren't written on the packages. Well, let's go to the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna, I am so nasty gross. Like, I do not wash my brushes enough. I use makeup till it's finished, and like, I don't pay attention to how long I've had it. But I know that that's all the wrong things to do, right?
Well, you're like most people in the United States. Actually, most women do not throw away their makeup in the time that they should. And believe it or not, like, it does have an expiration date, just like the drugs in our medicine cabinet. And so each of these types of cosmetics actually has an expiration date, just like our medications. And so let me run through these. Anything to do with your eyes, especially mascara, right? The average lifespan of mascara is 4 to 6 months, Anna, which blows my mind because I definitely do not toss my mascara every 4 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But according to a lot of dermatologists, once it starts to get like clumpy,
yeah,
and you get more clumps and color on your eyelashes, it's time to throw it out. And a lot of doctors will tell you to take no chances with your eye products because germ-ridden formulas can absolutely cause infections and styes in your eyes. So you want to replace that tube of mascara every 4 to 6 months.
I feel like if you're using your mascara every day, it's probably not going to last you that long. The things that for me that last a long time are like the eyeliner and the eyeshadow. I feel like those last a long time and I never throw them out.
All right. Good point. So eyeliner is a little bit longer than mascara. So the average lifespan for eyeliner is about 1 year.
Okay.
Liquid eyeliners, you want to dump those after about 6 months, or if they start to thicken or smell like decaying roses. Time to chuck it.
Wait,
hard
what did
eyeliner.
Hold on. Did you say it smelled like roses?
Decaying roses.
Oh, decaying.
Like that bouquet that you got at the prom that's dying. You keep it in your room, you know, for 2 years. You want to throw out liquid eyeliner. But after 1 year, Anna, for solid eyeliners, you want to toss it.
Okay. All right.
Blush and eyeshadow, like what you just mentioned, have a little bit longer lifespan. So eyeshadow lasts about 1 to 2 years. And blush, the same thing. And these are powders specifically. But if the powder grows like a white crust or starts to crumble before that, you really want to throw those out as well. And then chalk. And then going to the lipstick, Anna, 8 months is it. You want to throw out the lipstick after 8 months.
I think I have lipsticks that are like years and years old. And I just think like, well, one day I might want to wear that color. And I just hold on to it. But no, it's got to go in the garbage.
It's true. If it turns gooey or smells rubbery and no longer like sticks to your lips, like sort of like beads up, usually the best indication is about 8 months and then you want to throw it away. In addition, remember, if the lipstick comes in contact with a cold sore or any type of infection, absolutely throw it out after you're recovering from cold sores. And the funny thing is you never want to let anyone borrow your lipstick or your eyeliner or anything that you apply to your eyes and lips. You want not to share those. And I know a lot of girls, adolescent girls and teenage girls and women in college absolutely share, you know, not only do they share their toothbrushes, but they share their lipstick and eyeshadows and eyeliners way too much. You want to be careful with that.
Oh my God. It was like in my sorority house, it was like a free for all. We would all use each other's stuff. Now looking back, I'm like, ew, that was a little bit nasty.
I know. Totally.
All right. Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.